folks, we've got another episode of Thirst World Problems, and with another episode, that means a brand new cocktail of the week. Normally, we choose our cocktails of the week by what we're drinking a lot of, or one of our classic favorites. This week, we're going to do something a little bit different. We're going to pick a cocktail with a really cool name, and a cocktail that uses a bottle of some stuff we have left over that we just can't seem to use. So this one is called the Jungle Bird, and it incorporates Campari in there, which is kind of like a bitter liqueur. People use it, takes the sweetness off, or you can use it in Negronis. So it's going to be a very interesting flavor to it. Excited to see how this one turns out. The first one wasn't too bad. I'm going to try to do a little bit of something different on this one and just sweeten it up just a little bit, though I think the other guys are going to keep theirs a little bit bitter. Anyways, you're going to go to www.thirstworldproblems.ca. Find us on IG at Thirst World Problems. There's the recipe on there. You're going to go pause it right here. Make yourself one of these delicious cocktails. Come back and join the conversation on Thirst World Problems. Hope you guys enjoy that cocktail. And remember, drink better, but drink responsibly. Theme music!
Welcome to the Thirst World Problems podcast, where we talk about drinks, current events, music, and more. Now, here's your host, Nick Dugal, and his panel of experts, B, Bell, and the infamous Doc.
This is Bell coming at you from behind the mic on Thirst World Problems, and right away, I've got B, I've got Nick, and you have questions, so we're going to solve them. You got a Thirst World problem you guys sent us, so we're going to solve it right off the bat here. So what we try to do is help you drink better and help you drink responsibly. We're going to start to address this question right here, which says, I want to cut back on my drinking, and I want a chill way to be able to do that. What's one way that you could do it without cutting it out completely, just cutting back?
I'd say, like, try drinks that are a little bit stronger. You, like, drink one, you're fine. You know what I mean? Like, you can have just on the rocks or something, but it's stronger. You're not going to keep going back for a bunch, right? You just have it, and one, you're probably fine. And it stops you from, oh, I'm going to make another, you know, vodka or juice or, like, you know what I mean? So I think that would be a good way, because I think half the time, like, people, when they want to cut down on drinking, it's not just the drinking. It's all the other stuff, right? Because there's probably wants to cut back because of health effects, or I don't know. Well, who knows what the situation is, but there's probably something more underlying than, hey, he woke up one day and he just doesn't want to drink, right? So I think doing that would help a lot, because you're cutting back heavily on what you're drinking too, but you can still have a drink.
I think in the end, you got to just have a glass of wine. That's basically it. If you don't want to go hard anymore, just try to replace it with wine. I think that's the best way to do it. Simple as that. Have a nice glass, have it with a meal. Time to grow up, you know what I mean?
One interesting thing I heard, or a technique that I heard this weekend, because we just had like a...
Plug your nose and drink it.
Yeah, then it doesn't hit you. It doesn't affect you. But we had a bunch of barbecues this weekend, and what it was...
Thanks for the invite.
I didn't have them. I was attending these things, but there was some carryover between them. And one of the guys was like, yeah, so I don't, like, during the week and including Fridays, I'll just drink non-alcoholic options. So he's got non-alcoholic wines that he drinks and some different non-alcoholic beers. And he'll drink that, like, during the week. So, like, after a soccer game or whatever it
sounds
is.
Sounds like he's got a problem.
Yeah, to me, that seems like you have a big drinking problem.
Well, yeah. Well, the thing is, he's going to all these things, right? So if you have a couple sports during the week, you're like, oh, let's go out for drinks. Well, and drinks and wings, right? So there he'll order non-alcoholic stuff. And then the only time he drinks alcohol is on Saturdays, he says, is he'll have alcoholic stuff on Saturdays. And if anything else, then he'll just have non-alcoholic stuff on the other days.
That's pretty normal, though. Like, not everyone goes wings and fucking four doubles, right? You could have, like, wings and a Sprite or something. Like, is that what he's doing? Or is he ordering, like, non-alcoholic, like, stuff that tastes like alcohol?
Yeah, like non-alcoholic beers, he was saying.
Oh, so, okay. Like, I thought you were just saying the guy just having like a Sprite with wings. I'm like, Bell, that's not uncommon, man. Like, I know you drink a lobster.
No, but so like he'll go to like the barbecue on Friday. Like he just had a bunch of banquets, Budweiser banquets or whatever, right? And then then yesterday, so on the Saturday, he was having a couple ryes. And then there was another one earlier on the Sunday, and he had like a Heineken's, like a non-alcoholic Heineken. So like he switches it up and stuff, but he just he's only drinking alcohol one day of the week, he says. And he says that's the only way that he can keep up now. So, all right. So there's a couple different techniques that you can use and try. Hopefully one of those works out for you. And if any listeners have any other possible ways or things to do, please share at thirstworldproblems.ca and let us know some of the things that you're doing to cut back this summer.
It's a good day, man. It's a good day today.
I said a good day.
United's going to be in Champions League soon, man. That's 100 mil in their pocket. They can sign some players. They're trying to sign this guy who plays in Dortmund. He's British, but he plays there. He's literally like, they're treating him like he's like soccer in general is treating him like he's LeBron James.
That's crazy.
Jadon Sancho. And his transfer is like $120 million. Just to transfer him, not even his salary, transfer him. Like, hey, cool.
The club just makes that.
Yeah. So this guy's like the next big deal and they're trying to get him. But the crazy part yesterday was United's in fifth right now, right? So Manchester City, like Liverpool won already. But this is more of just like who's going to get into the Champions League, right? So it's first, second, third. Fourth has to go into this tournament in order to get into it. But so if you're first to fourth, you get into Champions League. If you're fifth, then you have to go into the tournament. So Man City, as of tomorrow, they get to find out if they're banned for 2 years of purchasing players and like going into Champions League and stuff. So if they're banned, then United gets to go in and beat these guys. But these two other teams, Chelsea and Leicester City, lost today. So if United wins tomorrow, then they get all the way to third, which is like a huge comeback. So that's my excitement, man. It's equivalent to Cleveland's 3-1 comeback, man.
Explain that, though, about the 100 mil. So are you saying just because of like TV money and like gate, or is that actually something for the league? You get paid out that much for
going? So when you make these accomplishments, you get paid for it. So the team, like, let's say, so if they make Champions League, United gets 100 mil just from their sponsors, TV, because they get to go into the bigger stage, right? The farther you get into the stage, you get more money. That's why you always see Barcelona, Juventus, all these teams, because like Barcelona's team right now, like the players that they got in total, it's $900 million. It's almost $1 billion, man, that they bought for their players to play on. That's because they keep on going to the finals and like semifinals, because they're getting all this money coming in. So that's why all these teams want to do good, because you get money coming in, right? So
are those set prices, or are those like negotiated prices, just like TV contracts?
It's usually negotiated. So if you're a big market team, you're going to get more. If you're a small market team, you're not. But if you keep on winning, it eventually gets bigger, right? Because you get more popular.
That's so crazy, though. And I guess that makes it so hard, though, for like these smaller market teams to actually make that push into that next level, right? Because the guys that always get there, like it would be the Patriots constantly getting an increased salary cap, whereas like the
pretty much it's crazy too, because like obviously you loan players out that are not playing on your roster, you can loan them out to other teams.
So you're
making money off of that, right? And but the crazy part is, I didn't even know you can't. If that player is playing against the team that you're originally from, you can't play that game.
Oh, really?
Imagine if they like loaned out Cleveland loaned out LeBron to the Lakers, and then they tried playing each other. Like, LeBron wouldn't be able to play as a Laker. He would have to sit out. Like, it's crazy.
That's crazy, man. That's
my soccer knowledge right there for you.
There you go. Yeah, educated us. And I mean, hey, since we're already talking sports, we might as well just hop into a nice sports segment here. I know B's got something there.
Oh, what do you got? Let's talk about the back of the jerseys.
Yeah, we can get into the back of the jerseys there too. I want to talk about your boy there too, saying that he LaMelo saying he doesn't want to go to Golden State. He wants to go to New York.
I don't blame him, man.
You don't blame.
No. Why would you want to go to Golden State, man? You're not going to play. Dude, he's not going to. Dude, you okay? D'Angelo Russell. Okay, so why isn't D'Angelo Russell there then?
Man, LaMelo, he'd probably start on the Warriors.
Dude, you're not.
Actually, no, he wouldn't start. Actually,
no, man. Steph Clay is back. You got
Andrew Wiggins.
Draymond Wiggins. Those.
Yo, Warriors are gonna be sick. Yeah, they're gonna be fucking sick next year.
You'd get nice minutes there, and you'd get
You get like nice rookie minutes, like you know, like when he comes in, it's just like an explosion, right?
I think what he wants is he basically wants, hey, I want to start from a team where it revolves around me.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Plus that being the biggest market, he's going to make so much money, dude. Even if he wins rookie of the year, imagine the money rolling in that for endorsements. It'll be fucking ridiculous. It'll be ridiculous.
How do you win rookie of the year on New York? Like, what kind of wins are you going to have?
I don't even know if the wins is going to matter too much, man. As like, you can be like 500 or something.
Dude, man, you got
10 games under 500, you could still win it.
When you have super agent Leon Rose, man, as your president, dude, that means a lot. Think about that, man. Think about the relationship this guy has for so many years as a super agent, man, getting guys coming in. He knows that people are going to he's going to take care of them. So if you're starting off with a guy like, you know, Ball, and you're picking up people, and I think they're trying to get Thibodeau now.
Well, that's
Thibodeau's a great defensive coach, but.
But also, like, everyone complains after a while about the whole load management and him just grinding guys to the gears there. So that'd be interesting to see how coachable LaMelo actually is. And the other thing is, if they don't have a couple other players, like, all they're going to do is just double team that kid. Like, who else?
Yeah, but in the off season, they have such a flexible free agency where they could potentially get another star. They can get two stars. You know, you can pick up guys pretty easy, man. Cause a lot of guys who are in their last year opted out. So do teams go try to get those guys back and be like, hey, like come play with us again? Or they go, well, you opted out. Even though that's their choice. It depends on everyone's personal decision. But as a business, you're going to take it as a personal grudge, right?
So the Knicks would be in one of your top three teams to head to if you were a rookie?
What are the top? Is Golden State, New York, and Atlanta? No.
Is it Phoenix?
Phoenix? Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, I don't think Phoenix is that low, though.
No? Who are there?
Well, I can't even remember anymore, man. I'll look up the standings.
The NBA? I don't know. Like, for me, like, just as a
Cleveland's player. On the bottom. Pistons, Cleveland, Knicks, Bulls, Hornets. They're all, like, separated by one game. Cleveland's the worst, though.
Then Hornets?
Yeah, Cleveland's the worst. Timberwolves, potentially. Like, a Timberwolves get LaMelo would be actually pretty, pretty good, too. Yep. With D'Angelo and Kat.
Yeah, that'd be crazy.
Be interesting to see. Still want to see if Lonzo turns out to be anything.
I like Lonzo, man. I like Lonzo. I'm actually a Lonzo fan.
Well, apparently LaMelo is the best out of him, so.
Yeah, no, he is, man. I was watching him. Like, he's, because he, like, just like a year ago, people were making fun of the guy. Like, oh, he fucked up. He's going overseas. he's going to lose eligibility, blah, 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 blah. And now he's probably going to be the number one pick, man, which is just crazy. LeVar, man, spoken into existence.
Never lost, man. Never lost.
What do you think of the jerseys on the back?
Well, I think it was smart from a corporation standpoint that they gave you a list that you could select from. See, my interpretation of it to begin with was you just put whatever you wanted on there.
That's what I thought. That's why I was excited about it.
So that would have been interesting. Yeah, that's the exciting part, is to see how guys actually identified. Now it's basically guys choosing, like, what is it, one of eight options to put on there.
So I think there's more than eight.
But it's a lot less personal than if they had to come up with their own saying, right? Like something that you would have been like, okay, this guy is really concerned about defund the police, or this guy is really concerned about peaceful protests, or whatever it is that they chose. It'd be more of a reflection, I guess, of their personalities and who they are. So, I mean, it still has a bit of that. And I'm still glad that they're doing that and they're giving players a chance to speak out more. Right. In the same vein, though, don't forget, like, the NBA still has, like, written policy or whatever, like no kneeling and stuff for the anthem. Right. So how they play with that is going to be interesting to see. Maybe they'll go the route that the NFL used to go, where you don't actually have to come out for the anthem if you don't want to. But apparently, like, as far as they've said so far, the rules are still in place for that aspect of it. And I guess the compensation for that is the Black Lives Matter around the court and the choice of jerseys. So it's going to be interesting.
How do you feel that LeBron isn't picking one? He's just putting his last name on there.
I like it. I think because everyone, you look at LeBron, like, he's the one, let's be honest, like, everyone's looking toward, it's weird. Like, in the last, like, 6 months or something, people have kind of shifted on, like, the LeBron sentiment a bit. Like, he's, you know, like, everyone made, sometimes you can make fun of him and stuff, and now people are like, oh, this is how his room is, or, like, he makes all the decisions here. Like, it's gone away from, like, that he's a whiny guy, and, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's not like that anymore with him. So, and he's so involved socially. So when he says he's not putting it on there, it obviously shows, because he literally said, he'd said that, right, that the league should have asked him. Didn't he say that?
I can't remember.
I think he mentioned or something that the league, if he would have liked to have, like, a say on it. But yeah, no, I, like, if I was them, I would just put my last name on there too, because you don't really get to pick, like you can't even put, like, for example, say you want to put, like, you know, someone's name on there, right? Why can't you do that? Right? Like, it's just these, like, trivial sayings that, like, you get from Hallmark, you know what I mean? Like, so I don't know. It's not really what you believe in. It's kind of like what the NBA believes in. And then you, if you can conform to what, you know, short thing they put there, cool. If not, fuck you, right?
Yeah. Your boy Woj got suspended the other day.
For that exact thing?
Well, the big reason is because I think they were saying on the list, why isn't there Blue Lives Matter? Why isn't, like, you know, talking with the police and stuff, and then Woj dropped a FU, right?
Well, yeah, one of the senators.
People are so fucking ignorant, dude. That. How fucking stupid can you be?
Well, he's talking to his constituents, right? And that's probably, what is it? Probably a red state, right? And he was like, yeah, so NBA is doing blah, 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 blah. But how come they don't say, like, give the players the option for, and, like, you know, all the rhetoric? And Woj was just like, yeah, no, I'm not about this. And just, yeah, sent him an email, F you. But, like, he sent it from his work email. Everyone knows, man.
They still should have suspended him, though. They shouldn't have suspended him. That's not, that's weird on ESPN's part. No, that's still weird on ESPN's part, though.
It says sent from iPhone. Well, that was crazy, man. Like, he just, like, didn't even have time to edit that, man. Just drop those.
Just drop those bars.
Yeah, drop those bars, man. That was it. I think, watch what's going to happen. It's either Woj is going to go, cool, let me go. or he's going to do something, because this guy holds the power, man, to all the information when it comes to NBA, right? So even if
he doesn't even need ESPN, man. He already has the sources.
Yeah, because think of Yahoo. Yahoo paid him so much at one point, where he was the guy, and Yahoo's people went to Yahoo Sports. But as soon as ESPN bought him, I don't know anybody who goes to Yahoo Sports anymore, right? Unless you're playing like, fuck, I don't even know.
What's his face keeps Yahoo up a bit, though. What's his name? That Indian guy. Shams. Shams is on thing, right?
Charania or whatever? Yeah. Like, you should just go to the Ringer or something, even though I can't stand the Ringer, but...
He apologized already, and I think his whole thing.
Yeah, but it's a forced apology. It's like your employer is telling you to apologize. It's not really him. Dude, if someone goes F you to you, do you really think I'm going to go, hey, man, I really realized what I just said to you, and it was uncalled for, man. Like, you say it once, you say it. Like, you say that those you say those two words, man, there's no going back.
I think he was more apologizing probably to like his listeners or his followers than anything else. I'm sure he still believes in kind of what he said and the beliefs that he has, but he doesn't seem like the kind of guy that would be out there like, yeah, just telling people to F off or whatever. Like,
there's a petition for him, eh?
Oh, to get his suspension reversed or whatever?
Yeah, he has, apparently there's like over 10,000 signatures to free him. Which is crazy. It's like he's a prisoner.
That long. Isn't he gone for like a week or something?
Yeah, he's gone for a week.
Yeah, he just doesn't get a go in the bubble right now. Like, who wants to be right there right now? Like, he
gets that's all good, man.
He gets to stay.
Yeah, I'd love to be there.
Okay. I'd love to be there, man. Think about it, man. You get to go on rides after hours, you get to go on rides, chill, just have some beers, man.
And they have like full access, eh? To like apparently it's a lot more access than, it's not just like a lockdown little part of like, you, they have the whole thing.
Well, yeah, like the like Disney World is actually opened up already, even though
it's opening just right away or something, right?
Yeah, even though Florida is already just covered with
1,000 cases yesterday. Yeah, man.
Crazy. They just won't stop, but
yeah.
Gotta get like, the ball
how
rolling.
Fuck is that? How fucked is that, man? 15,000 cases. Well, the U.S. just had, I think, 70K back-to-back. Like, man, it's, like, last month I remember looking at the cases, and it was, like, 30K, like, 26, 29, 30. It's already doubled, man. It's going to be 100 cases per day.
Yeah. They want their freedom. They don't want to respect science.
Yeah, they're the stupidest thing ever.
Their leader doesn't believe in any kind of health care, and it's summertime in Florida.
And that's the thing. And that's the thing, man. It's literally going based off of their leader, right? So it's like, if he's saying it, then everyone's going to, everybody's going to go, well, that's not true.
Well, they're nuts anyway, right?
Yeah. I'll give you an example. Like, there was somebody a few days ago who's going, well, everything that you hear on TV is not true. Well, what do you mean by that? Well, the numbers that you hear in the U.S., what are you talking about?
This is from hospitals, you fucking...
Yeah, what do you mean the numbers are not true? What is it? Is it off by 2,000 or is it... You know what I mean? Like, what do you mean the numbers are off? There's still over a million people. Even if you're saying there is like 20,000 people that are off, you're still over a million people. That's contagious, right? And that's the thing. And like, even some people, man, they're you listen to them and they go, oh, you believe in this hoax? Well, what do you mean believe in this hoax? It's legit thing. People are actually dying, man.
It's just as legit as me holding this phone in my hand. Like, there's not even a 0.1% margin for that it's not real. You know what I mean?
Like, bro, it's the same thing as climate change, the same thing as all the anti-vaxxers. There's just so many people that don't want to believe the obvious, or they'll find some sort of information that's just slightly different and then they'll run with it. Like, vaccinations cause autism, and then they run with it, and that's all they believe. And any new information is not going to sway you. Like, and that's the scary part of how many people find each other like that, and then do protest and
It's scientifically proven, right? Like, if you believe in any, like, you know, political party or something, and you're told any facts that go against it, you're most likely, or you just don't even, like, it doesn't even affect your thinking most of the time for, in terms of, like, arguments, in terms of that. You don't listen, like, because they're going against you, and that's it. Right?
Well, that's the thing. It's basically, there's a point to being stubborn, and there's a point where, hey, it's okay to make, you're wrong about it. It's okay. Everyone makes mistakes. But a lot of people, again, don't feel like they make mistakes. Everything they say is legit. It's crazy. Folks, we got Thirsty Q&A here. I have a special question to ask you guys from one of our followers. Being an interracial couple, does the wife or the husband always have to agree with the Black Lives Matter movement? So if someone was married to somebody who was black and they don't really agree with those views, would you still continue on? Or would that be a path where it's just going to be rough for the rest of their lives?
Well, it's a weird question. It's a weird question because there should be no agreeing on the Black Lives Matter. Like, you know what I mean? It's not a trend, right? Like, it's...
Well, no. Like, look what's happening. Like, it's different views, right? People are going, all lives matter, right?
Yeah, but those are, like... I feel like those people are a little ignorant, right? Like, they're not... They don't, but I know what you mean. You're saying that the person, like the significant other, isn't racist, but right. Maybe they say they're white, for example, they might just say like, oh, well, doesn't everyone matter? Or just kind of whispers and stuff. Is that what you're kind of saying? Or
exactly.
Okay. Yeah, no, that would, if that was the scenario and I was black in that scenario, it'd pretty much be over. Cause that's unbelievable, man. How can you not recognize this, right? Like, it happens to the guy, whoever's, you know, black there every single day of their life, right? And you're with them every single day. So how can you even, that's just unbelievable. It just seems like you just don't listen or you don't care, it seems like, right?
Yeah. So. Yep.
Well, what I mean, you, Bill? Well, yeah, it's not as uncommon as you would think, to be honest. And part of that is, until this whole thing happened and exploded, it was always kind of like in the background, right? So yes, this may happen, that may not happen, but oftentimes, especially if you're in a newer relationship, you would never even really get into like this kind of deep conversation until something like this happens and is brought to the forefront, right? So especially for a lot of younger couples, and especially for, like, if we take a look at our situation here in Canada, you wouldn't run into this situation unless it was something that would happen completely obvious to that. You're not normally having this kind of conversation as a new couple. So what you have to do and what you have to understand is this is an opportunity now, like how you said earlier, someone who says like all lives matter is kind of being ignorant. What you have to do is use this time to educate your significant other into why that statement for us is so easy to be like, okay, well, this is just you being ignorant here. So whatever, but you'd have to start to explain that and show that, like, yeah, Black Lives Matter isn't about saying one life is worth more than the other. It's about trying to get equity for the lives that have been marginalized for so long. That's why there's that extra focus to it, right? So that's why they're trying to just bring that up to a comparable level. So you have to have those conversations and explain some of the differences in some of the experiences that you may have had to show that this is way more common than you think. This is the learning journey that we need to go on together in order to get to a spot where you understand fully everything that the person of color is going through and experiencing, and what potentially, like we said, married couple, if they choose to have kids, what their kids will be experiencing, right? So I think it's all part of the education. Now, if you go through that whole education piece and the person is still like, yeah, no, I'm not understanding that, and I'm not willing to try to understand that, then that's when you run into a real problem, and that's when hopefully you signed a good enough prenup, because, yeah, I mean, at that point, where if you both reach an impasse on something that deep-rooted, it's going to be hard to continue a relationship, no? What are you saying on that, Nick?
No, definitely. It could be an eye opener, because if you look at it, what's going on right now, like look what's being exposed right now. A lot of people are just getting exposed, man. Not willing to put a mask on for store policy, you know, losing their stuff because they, you know, like I've seen old ladies like on video, like on the internet, spitting on people on the bus, and they're getting like punched in the face, and like they're acting like they're victims and stuff like that. Like, it's just a privilege, right? Things like that are not even like being hidden anymore. It's just, hey, I have this privilege, I'm gonna use it. It's crazy, man. But I'm gonna add this onto there. They agree with it but won't take any action with the other partner towards it. What is enough support?
Well, yeah, that's an interesting twist to it. So if it's action that the partner is like demanding, like they're like, yo, I'm going to this rally, I would really like for you to come with me and support me in that. If it's that, so I mean, that would be a situation where the person's like, yeah,
that's pretty simple. That's a pretty simple ask too, right? Like it's nothing crazy.
Right. So like, I mean, do they have a legit reason for not doing that? Or if, once again, if it's the ideology behind it, then that's where you're going to run into a bigger problem. But I think, especially,
do they have a babysitter?
Right. But I mean, like, if you're coming down to a newer relationship, and I think right then and there, the biggest thing is just, I guess, general support and the willingness to listen to the other person and their experiences. And then from there, I think you would have to grow together into some of those more, I guess, demonstrative gestures before, like, you can't
overwhelm someone who is like, well, all lives matter, like, on Sunday, and then be like, okay, well, we're going to be hosting a Black Lives Matter meeting to plan a protest the next day, when they're like, okay, well, let me process this thing that you just gave me, all the information you just gave me, right? So it might be too much too fast, depending on the time frame of things. But, I mean, at the end of the day, the one person you're supposed to support in this world is your significant other, right? So it'd be a tough pill to swallow if they're like, yeah, no, that's just not, that ain't me.
That's pretty much, that happens. If you stay, I just feel like if you stay with that and something happens in the, like in the future, even small, you're pretty much on the path to, like, if you're married or something, you're pretty much on the path to it's going to be over soon. That's the way I think of it.
Hey man, that was a good question.
I do have another one from one of our followers.
Nice.
How they want to know, how do you guys feel about this whole Karen situation?
Well, we did touch on it a little bit.
Well, seems like Bell's got this.
I'm just saying, we touched on it a bit last week, and depending on where they're coming from with the whole Karen situation, I've always been inclined to say that people that are entitled, whether it's based on age, race, sex, whatever it is, that are entitled and throw that weight around, are people that annoy me most on this planet. I can't stand people being bullies, especially when all the reason you're bullying is based on your sense of entitlement. So I've got no time for that. And I think it's interesting now, the backlash that is happening from some of these videos on
Lost, man. The internet's undefeated.
Well, it's crazy because they used to post these videos that we call like Karen videos. Now people used to post those to brag about how they handle this situation, or like some of the stuff that they got, like going into a Walmart and berating someone and then getting their stuff completely returned or comped or stuff like that, or at a hotel. They used to post those videos, and now it's coming back the other way. Like the pendulum swung back the other way, being like, no, you're just being an entitled prick and we're not going to stand for that anymore. And people are going online and finding where these people work and like just try to root them the most.
moment that they cross that line. So, I mean, it's a dangerous, dangerous time to be to be self-righteous and self-entitled right now. So, and I think that's kind of a good thing. If if people want to know my opinion on it, I think that's where I'm going to leave it for now and let you and B hop
which,
in on this.
Which one's your favorite Karen video?
I don't know if I've got a favorite. They've all been kind of interesting to see. So I can't pick out one that I really like, but I know that you guys probably have a couple there.
Will you be?
There's just, see, this is the thing. There's the Karen ones, and then there's like kind of ones where like there's actual like, you know, racial slurs being like thrown out and stuff, right? So I don't know if we're going to differentiate those, but because a Karen can just be like, say kids are playing in the park, she comes, you know, you guys are being too loud, I'm calling the cops. That's like a Karen too, right? But I don't know if like this would be a Karen situation, but there was someone in like a 7-Eleven like was arguing with this like Mexican girl, some older like white lady, and she got too close and she touched like the Mexican girl. The Mexican girl slapped her so hard, her head like shook. It's an unbelievable video, man. I'll show it to you. And the stuff she's saying in there is just crazy. She's like, I should be served first. I'm the only one here. I'm being served. She should be over the shop here. Just stuff like that, right? So I don't know if we could throw that into Karen video, but that's one of my favorite videos. Just her just getting just ended.
Nick must have a favorite.
I got tons, man. I love these videos. I think this whole situation is just, it's just kind of exposing a lot of people. One, who don't like change of what's going on in the world, right? Two, again, it's just privilege, entitlement. They think
it's age too, man. It's age too, man.
It's always age. I think that's one of the biggest things. Even in California, they just created a Karen Act in California where you can't call in to the police and racially profile somebody or doing something wrong if it's something really ridiculous. They actually get, I forget what the sentence is. Obviously, it's a fine. I just don't know if you get charged. Like, I don't know what else is included in it, but there is a Karen Act now, which is crazy. But video wise, it's tough, man, because you know, a lot of, we kind of laugh at it, but if you look at what's going on right now, a lot of them are just willing to just say whatever they want, because in the end they feel like,
nothing's gonna happen.
Yeah. Like they feel like, hey, this is our place. And it all starts with their leader, you know. It's always going to go whatever their leader says. That's what they're comfortable with, right? It's a proven fact. So with them being exposed, they're basically being told, "Hey, it's okay to be what you are." Like, look at what's happening around, like all over the world, man. Like people are getting noosed, man. And that's such a crazy thing that's actually happening in 2020. And nobody's like hiding stuff anymore. And then that's kind of scary because everyone's true selves are being exposed. But it's just baffling what's happening in this world right now.
So our next question coming in here, another relationship question. And it has to do with celebrity relationships and whether or not you could handle the same type of relationship. So there's a lot of talk going on about Will and Jada and their potentially open marriage and different views on monogamy. And do you feel bad for Will to kick it off? And could you handle being in an open relationship?
Nick?
Honestly, man, like I saw that, all that stuff on Twitter. I didn't even bother with the man. I didn't even care. Like, it just, like, why the fact that people care about this so much, it just shows how
that's so true. Who cares?
It really just shows how little you got going on with your life. If you're so concerned with someone else's life that you've never met in your life, two, these guys are just out of work people, and you know, like, who cares, man? Honestly,
I think why people care so much is because Will, right, is, you know, guy, people grew up on him, right, in terms of everything he did and in the beginning for TA and stuff, right? So you feel a lot closer. He's like your friend, right, for a lot of people, right? So
that's the crazy part. He, like what you just said, he feels like he's your friend, but
he ain't.
You don't know him. You know
what I mean? Thank you.
And like you just don't know him. So
Did you hear that, Bell? You don't know him, man.
Like nobody's saying that about Steve Urkel, man.
Right.
People grew up with him.
Yeah. Did you see what 50 did to him? To Will, like pretend, like message him, like, oh, Will, you okay? He's like, yeah, man, I'm good. And then he just goes on to roast him, and then he ended up posting it online. Like, 50's just out here trolling people so hard.
He posts some crazy shit.
So hard.
Man, he's relevant as ever, eh? 50 Cent. It's crazy, man. Not even for music, man. Just like trolling online and stuff like that.
That's it, man. People love a troll.
It started with the Mayweather fucking Harry Potter book, man.
That's the best.
Hey, well.
But to answer your question, honestly, like, that's... Actually, I can't even answer that question. I'm no interest for it.
Fair enough, man. No interest. Hey, man, second part of that question, I think I speak probably for all of us. I don't know. But, man, I'm not sharing, man. I'm not sharing. That's too wild for me. I'm not progressive enough that I can be okay with doing any of that kind of stuff, man.
Well, the thing is, you have no choice. That's not even, you don't even have the option. You have no choice.
that's just too wild. All right. Well, this gets back to what we talked about last episode now. So now let's see if there's any remorse for this guy. So I don't know if you guys heard about some of the follow-up to Kanye announcing that he was running for president, is saying that the Kardashian camp is super pissed at Kanye because he was supposed to lay the groundwork for his presidential run in 2024, not 2020. And they're saying that it was a bipolar episode that he had when he announced his his candidacy. So
I wish I could use that for a lot of things.
So I don't believe anything coming out of the Kardashian fucking. You know, you got to put a couple sentences together and then, you know, but anyway,
you go to Superstore, you get the wrong bag of chips. Sorry, bro. It's my, it was my bipolar. I got the wrong ones.
Yeah.
That's literally what it is.
Like, I understand probably where they're coming from. If he did do that, because there's no chance, like there's literally like one in a 100 billion chance that he wins or even has a chance. Right. But him saying that now, like, it might be a positive because now people put his name to, you know, President and Kanye in the same kind of, you know, you throw it up in the air. And then when 2024 comes, he might actually have a little bit more of a better running. But I could actually see kind of where they're coming from with that.
Yeah, but the excuse...
I don't know about the bipolar episode.
Well, see, that's the problem, man.
Family would let that out. It's not like a private fucking...
Yeah, that doesn't reinforce you wanting to vote for him, I would guess, right? Like, you probably want to avoid someone who's going to just say the craziest things at any point. Like, even if you're bipolar and you suffer from that, you'd want to at least...
But the funny thing is, the guy that's in charge does that right now, man. Well, cries and shit, like, pouts all day and shit like that.
Did you hear what he named his party?
Kanye?
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I heard it, but I forgot. I don't know. I forgot what it was, no.
He named it birthday party. Exactly. So let's just end it right there. Like, you naming something birthday party, that's just, you're already done right there. All he's doing is just, they're just, you're gonna get kids who are like, what's the age limit to vote again? 21? 18, right?
18. Should be 18.
Yeah, you're gonna get a bunch of 18-year-olds, you know, they're gonna do it for jokes, but those votes could seriously go to the proper party, right? And that's all it takes, man. And who knows? It's a scary time, really, because if he does another 4 more years, man, that's...
Yeah. That's, well, true. Man, he's getting eliminated right now in, like, every poll. Like apparently, like, out of the White House, like, they're very worried right now. Eh?
He's
going to lose in, like, a landslide.
Yeah, like the person who's dealing with this whole COVID, like, his main guy for...
His VP. Vice President, yeah, Pence is the leader of the task force, coronavirus task force. Guy doesn't even wear masks.
You're talking about the doctor? Like,
there's a doctor, yeah.
Yeah, the one he never...
Dr. Anthony Fauci.
Yeah, the one he never listens to.
Basically, he's literally like just dropped him, and he's like, I can't do this anymore.
Like, yeah, he's like, he hasn't talked to me in 2 months. Think of that, dude.
That's crazy, man.
He said the last time he said anything to Trump was like June 1st or something.
Yeah, that was a month ago.
I can't even. Last question we have here, at least on my end, is asking us, what's the one movie that you wish that they would reboot?
What do you mean reboot?
So, like, a movie from the past that you'd want them to, like, remake nowadays.
Man.
It's a good question.
I don't know if I would like that, though.
Like, they're...
Yeah, it's kind of... It's a double whammy.
There's a reason why the original's so good, but if you're doing a reboot, oh, my God.
Well, they're rebooting so many different ones, and, like, they're rebooting...
I got two.
You got two?
I got two.
All right. Let's hear yours.
Well, one they're already making.
Okay. What's this?
So I used to love Big Trouble, Little China.
Oh.
With Kurt Russell in it.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The Rock is actually doing it.
Seriously?
Yeah. The Rock's actually doing it. So that's what I'm excited about. But I used to love Over the Top. If you guys ever watch it, Sylvester Stallone.
The arm wrestling.
Yeah, he's a truck driver, and he goes in this arm wrestling tournament to, like, win his, like, kid's pride. It's the best movie ever, man. It's just so much testosterone. It's the best movie ever, man.
I don't know what I would... Honestly, I'd probably do something that you could recreate and probably happen in the future again sometime, but you could do it based on who you have in it. Like, I would probably say, like, remake He Got Game for me. Put in, I don't know who I would want in there.
Lonzo's your boy.
I think He Got Game would be good as a remake.
There you go. You guys probably, I don't know, maybe Nick has seen it. I'm sure B hasn't seen it, but Weekend at Bernie's. Where they find a dead body and they've got to pretend that he's, like, alive the whole time. And then they had some spinoffs where, like, music made him dance, like it was a zombie curse where, like, music made him come up and dance and be alive again. So Weekend at Bernie's, I want him to remake with, like, the Lonely Island guys. I think they could do a good job of it. And Kevin Hart is the body, though. He'd have to be Bernie.
Nice one. So that's it for this episode. But one thing I'm going to ask you guys, and you know me, I don't ask for too much. So, you know, please go do this because it helps us a lot. And it helps us make better episodes. So one thing we really need is ratings. So whatever you guys are using to watch this or listen to this, go on the comments section or the rate page and rate us. You know, higher stars usually the better. But that's something big. And then also visit the website. Go onto our Instagram. The link's right there. Head on there, ask us a question, and from there, you guys can really connect with us. So if you could do that, it'd be a big help.
Thanks for listening to the Thirst World Problems Podcast. For more exclusive content, follow us on Instagram @ThirstWorldPod. Make sure to subscribe, like, and share.